And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp, who is sitting in our favorite downtown watering hole in the Financial District in Toronto. Mickey, great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rob, on a beautiful summer day in Toronto.
Yeah, beautiful summer day in Toronto, but it hasn't been a beautiful sunny day in the stock markets of late. Quite a wild ride, and I think it's really put a lot of retail investors on edge. People not really knowing what to do with their money. A lot of people are scared. I think, you know, they're pulling their money out of the equity markets. We've got the U.S. debt rating downgrade in the United States. We've got the debt crisis in Europe. A whole host of economic factors at play here. What's your assessment of what is going on right now?
Fear and panic and blood on the streets once again, Rob. We've seen this happen time and time again since the real economic crisis of late 2008 into 2009. But once again, it appears to be one of these little mini panics where the retail investor goes scurrying for the exits and the smart money buys. And
yeah, well put, because back in 2008, it was a bit of a different situation. There was really and truly a full-fledged panic retreat. Everybody was tossing in the towel on everything right across the board. It was just only one direction, and that was to the exits.
That's true, and this is much different. We've seen this happen time and time again. The markets get a little overbought, and there is a catalyst, whatever it may be. It could be the European debt crisis, it could be the flash crash, it could be a tsunami, an earthquake in Japan, it could be a run for the exits with oil dropping $5 because the U.S. decides to release a few barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Oil drops $5 one day, but it snaps back the next, and that's what we've been seeing in the markets. We have seen probably the widest moves in the markets that we've seen in decades, like 400 points down one day, 500 points back the next. So what is the best way to play this market?
Well, don't you love volatility? Because it presents buying and selling opportunities. Very liquid markets, and volatility means the markets go up and down willy-nilly. But if you're a contrarian and you work from the idea of I'm smart money, not dumb money, then you buy when people are running for the exits and you sell when the markets get overbought. So these perturbations in the market present profit opportunities for smart money.
Okay, you are a contrarian on that in that regard, Mickey, but I'm wondering at the same time, are you concerned about the economic road ahead, which of course filters down to the demand for metals? There's increasing talk that the U.S. may slide back into recession. That debt crisis in Europe is not going to be resolved anytime soon. So what are your thoughts? I mean, are there legitimate fears about the state of the global economy today?
Absolutely. Global economy is basically a mess. But it appears that the banksters and the politicians have ways to massage these fundamental problems with the world economy that continues to allow the markets to perk along with admittedly volatility and buying and selling opportunities. But the fact remains, Rob, that the world population is growing by 75 million people a year, and there is increased demand from growing middle classes in the southern hemisphere and eastern Asia. And from that point of view, I still maintain we are in a secular bull market for commodities. That not only is metals, but energy and agricultural commodities. And that is why I speculate in the junior resource sector time and time again, because the profit making capabilities in this industry and the ability to lose your shirt are higher than anything else. But if you play a contrarian viewpoint and do your strong due diligence and research and learn about companies, there are many market opportunities and many ways to make money in this market.
And I know that you constantly drive home that part, that point, Mickey, is to do your own homework, really examine a company's projects, its people, and it's investing prospects, and you know, just don't follow the herd and jump in with both feet. But at the same time, does this market make it a little bit more difficult for the junior explorers, which you like to focus on in terms of, you know, this kind of bit of flight to quality? A lot of the people that I've spoken with have said, if you're going to play the equity market today, pay the big blue chip international corporations, dividend paying stocks that are relatively safe. And that, of course, will take money out of the junior resource sector.
Well, that's always a good way to play the market. I have what's called an individual retirement account in the States. You would call it an RSP up here. That's what I have in my
retirement fund.
Retirement fund. I play stable stocks. That doesn't mean that I have a managed account managed by a friend of mine who just happens to be my broker. And he will short the market, he will long the market, but it's a conservative philosophy based on market trends. It's not a stable put your money into mutual funds. But I have that, and then I have the way I really make money, which is the junior resource sector. The juniors are, although they've suffered over the summer and they are very low market valuations right now, they're all cashed up. Everybody's got a boatload of millions of dollars in the kitty. And that money has to be spent for exploration. And that means there will be discoveries made. So once again, you pick fundamentally strong stocks that have good share structure, people with experience, and they have been successful in this business before, and good projects. I will, through my work on TV, radio, and writing, I tried to lead people into companies with good projects, because not everybody has the ability to evaluate projects the way I do. But these are good times for the commodities business, for the junior resource sector. I maintain that we are in a long-term secular bull market for this sector, and I remain committed to it.
How much focus or attention do you pay to insider buying of a junior resource stock? I mean, these things have been beaten lower, so one would assume that if the management's on top of the game, and in fact they have a decent project behind the company name, the insiders would be in there buying their stock at a time, you know, like we're going through right now. So is that another good signal?
Absolutely. I look at two sources on a weekly or biweekly basis. CanadianInsider.com gives you the last 10 trades of every stock listed on Toronto Exchange. SETI.com will give you the history of insider trading. But companies where insiders are buying their own stock right now is a good sign that they are bullish on the stock and they see opportunities to make money. The other thing to look at are companies that have announced they're going to buy back 10% of their shares. And there's a couple of those right now that I know about, and that is another good sign. So yes, that's very important.
Okay, and when we are looking at opportunities in the junior metals game, Mickey, is there one area within that part of the market that looks more promising than others, or is this something that you really judge on an individual company by company, project by project basis?
I judge it on individual company by company project basis. I prefer some commodities, and this originally started as a commodities show, and we continue to do commodities, but I have very strong likes and dislikes in commodities, but it really comes down to an individual company and whether it has the right share structure, people, and projects.
Okay, and wrapping up, one frustrating thing I believe, that or aspect that I believe a lot of resource investors have been through recently, is the fact that if you're looking at the precious metals game, a lot of the gold producers, their stock performance has lagged badly the upward move in the price of gold. How should they view that?
Well, I think they are catching up. The gold producers are catching up over the
last... Does that present a buying opportunity?
Over the last... It was a month ago. I don't think it probably is now, because gold producers have really caught up because of record profits. The sector that continues to lag are the explorers. So being a contrarian, I would look at advanced gold explorers with robust projects in geopolitical stable part of the world. You know, it's... To me, it's a buying opportunity right now. I would not go out and buy gold at $1,790, which I think it closed at today, and that will date this program, but we hope to have this program out very quickly. Because
the bottom line is, at current levels, probably by the time this program is put out, you're a little bit wary about the current levels of gold.
Yeah, I mean, gold took, almost went parabolic last week, and it went on this upward run that was almost unprecedented, and then it backed off, and it looked like it was going to correct, but here we are, I think, today, that we closed at an all-time record close for gold. So here we are again. Mm-hmm. At some point, the juniors of quality will catch up. They haven't done that, so I would be looking at those companies as a buying opportunity right now.
Okay, and wrapping up, any parting thoughts, yeah. Comments, advice?
Yeah, I have one for you. It doesn't come from me. It comes from my friend Frank Holmes, and people that know this business will know of Frank Holmes, U.S. Global Investors in San Antonio, Texas. And Frank has written a very insightful article recently, and it's basically, don't sell on Monday.
Don't sell on Monday. Watch those mergers on Monday, too.
Yeah. In other words, when these panics hit, the exit for the streets happens on Mondays. Don't sell on Mondays. Look at Mondays or Tuesdays as buying opportunities.
Okay, we'll wrap it up on that bit of advice. Thanks very much, Mickey. That is Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham, and you've been listening to Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks very much.